He gets it free in the high slot. Leafs have an open shot. Marner side of the net. They score! Austin Matthews on a one-timer to the left of Dostal. We'll get Toronto the extra point in the standings. They'll win the game 2-1. And I just feel so bad for Lukáš Dostal. He played well, deserved to win, but the Leafs come away with the additional point. It's 2-1 for them.
Hockey is a puck possession game. And for a lot of this hockey game, the Toronto Maple Leafs had that possession time. You look at the shots on goal, 57 shots on goal. Anaheim Ducks, for that full 60 minutes, for the most part, led by Lukáš Dostal, really just did a good job containing that, keeping a lot of those chances at bay. Second and third opportunities were stuck around the net front. But for Austin Matthews to finish in that fashion, Toronto Maple Leafs had that puck more than the Anaheim Ducks in that three-on-three overtime. That's what it comes down to.
We're going to spend a little time visiting here before Emerson joins Alexis Downey. We're not sure if we'll be going down to the locker room after that. I don't assume so, but we'll keep it here just in case. Each team did earn a point, but to me, if I look back at how this season's gone, this has been one of the more entertaining games I've seen. This is the kind of team you want to see the Anaheim Ducks perform against a top-level team over in the Eastern Conference, Toronto. Really good hockey club, and they showed it there how they came to win this contest in Southern California and earn that additional point. So one that you can learn from, one that you feel good about. Most of the things you did, you know, you got a solid performance from your goaltender, but just couldn't get that second goal past the Toronto netminder. But all in all, a very interesting evening. I will tell you, Emerson, this is a game I'll remember for a long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. That's the one word that comes to mind. You think of that late penalty, the time in which that call was made. And, boy, look, they scored on the power play there late. That was a tough break, as well as this Anaheim Ducks penalty kill went for everything prior to that. They even, prior to that goal on that penalty kill specifically, they made the clears that they needed to make. And it was just till the very end of that PK when they scored, very end of that overtime. I mean, the Anaheim Ducks competed. And look, it came down to that possession game. Even in overtime, it led to just who had the puck more, grade A chances, and that went Toronto's way.
Boy, Dostal, most saves, Ducks goalie in club history. I'm looking at Thad's notes, and of course Emerson and Lexus will talk more about that on our post-game show. We're going to keep it here for just a moment or two. I want to remind you that Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so we all need to make it count. So, as we move forward, and we're just awaiting word to see if we're going to have one of the Ducks players downstairs. We might not. And then we'll wrap up this portion of the broadcast. But you have a good effort tonight. Nothing gets easier with Winnipeg and Detroit here. But I tell you, just thinking about this, and it's not just going to take 30 seconds to a minute to talk about it. You'll do that with Alexis on the upcoming postgame show. But I saw a lot of good things on this rink tonight at Honda Center. And even in defeat, I think you bring some positive things that should make you feel better about where this team is headed moving forward.
I don't know how. Now, this Anaheim Ducks team certainly can't take that Winnipeg Jets team lightly, because they are nothing to mess with. And they are no joke, and they are a high-caliber hockey team that I feel like continues to just try to buy and earn their respect. It's a Winnipeg. It's just a yes, it's a Canadian market, but I just feel like in a lot of scenarios, they are the underdog. They are an underrated team, as good as their record is, and the Anaheim Ducks certainly cannot take them lightly. Detroit Red Wings, the Anaheim Ducks team, last time these two teams faced in Detroit, came out with the victory, so they're going to have to watch some tape on that pass win against the Detroit Red Wings and hopefully come out with similar success, but I don't know how, and this is how good this Toronto Maple Leafs team was tonight. I don't know how the Winnipeg Jets and the Detroit Red Wings can come in and match the level of play that we saw from this Maple Leafs team, because 57 shots on goal. Time of possession was in their favor. Play in, play out. Just, it seemed like every shot that they threw on Lukasz Dostal was a grade-A opportunity to score. And, hey, the Anaheim Ducks are going to have to brush this one off. Learn from a lot of the good. Learn from a lot of the good and make sure they implement that against Winnipeg and Detroit for the next two games.
Hey, we mentioned that phone number. You can text 714-940-2950 and express your opinion on tonight's game. And that's something you can do during the post-game show with Emerson and Alexis, which is coming up in just a moment or two. Doesn't appear like we'll be heading down to the locker room after a tough loss like this. Totally understandable. Toronto 2 and Anaheim 1. We have some folks to thank up here. Rick Cutler, Vic Pence, our great folks at Skyview in the state of Arizona. There's a couple guys that just work their butts off every night. We thank you for all of that. And look forward to the next broadcast coming up here. It's the Friday night game against Winnipeg and Detroit on Sunday, January 7th. Any final thoughts before we go to break and listen for you and Alexis? Anything comes to mind?
Look, the Anaheim Ducks, they shouldn't be having their heads down right now because they played an unbelievable game. I just think it adds a little bit more fuel to their fire. I just really does. This is such a tough loss, but they should be proud of how they played.
Yep.
Look, they were up 1-0 until late. Toronto Maple Leafs were the better hockey club here tonight, and it just goes to show, even though that opposition, they played the better game, you gotta squeeze those ones out. You're up 1-0, tough penalty there at the end. Bottom line, the Anaheim Ducks have nothing to hang their heads about here with that effort against this solid Leafs team here tonight, and they just got to learn from it, carry on the good, work on the minor kinks in their game. Very few of them here tonight. Goaltending's got to be just as good in order to have success moving forward, and look, that's all I got, Steve.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a break, and then everybody back home on Ducks Stream, be able to listen to more post-game coverage. You can call in, as we said, and there is to be an interview down the line. We'll have that for you as well. I want to thank the other additions here, all the folks at Skyview. Terrific job done there. Vic Pence, our on-site statistician. Rick Cutler, our on-site engineer. And for Emerson Dietl, I'm Steve Carroll. Again, Toronto wins a thriller, and that went do some overtime. 2-1 was the final score. And we look forward to the next game against the Winnipeg Jets coming up here on Friday. Hope you enjoyed it. And you've been listening all night long, all season long so far to this date. Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network, brought to you by UCI Health. Stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. For Emerson Dietl, was on his way to the postgame show down at the other end of the press box. I'm Steve Carroll. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you Friday, and more exciting Ducks hockey coming your way. They did get a point tonight, a well-earned point, losing to Toronto in extra time, 2-1. So long for just a while, and you've been listening to Anaheim Ducks hockey on DuckStream. Enjoy the post-game coverage.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League. And the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
CACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry back and scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you to break down this 2-1 loss in overtime for the Anaheim Ducks to the Toronto Maple Leafs. A really good, hard-fought game from the Anaheim Ducks tonight. A lot of shots from Toronto in this one. 57 shots for the Maple Leafs against Anaheim's 28 in this game. But Emerson, despite the outcome of this one, it was a great, entertaining game overall.
AD, I've had to take a step back and really breathe, visualize, and attempt to remain positive after that one. I mean,
yeah, of course.
Yeah. Just a great, stellar performance by Lukáš Dostál. Just stopping anything and everything in his way. And the fact that the boys just couldn't get him that 2 points there tonight, it's just tough. But everyone played well. Like, everyone just played phenomenal for the Ducks here. And everyone had a game plan. Max Jones looked so good on that first line. And, you know, not that they scored, obviously, a ton, but it doesn't matter. As long as you have an impact shift in, shift out, like Max Jones and just other guys. I mean, everyone seemed to get it done here for the Ducks. And it's unfortunate.
The return of Isaac Lundestrom, also a part of this game. So now let's get into all the big calls from this one. A lot from Lukáš Dostál, just coming up huge and setting a franchise single game saves record tonight. 55 saves for Dostál. His previous number was 46 in his career. So let's start in that first period and start off with a Dostál huge save on Austin Matthews on an open net during the Ducks penalty kill.
On the holy guacamole PK, here is Elander shooting, save, Dostál rebound, loose in front, oh, an open side, and Dostál flung himself to the left of the crease to get the puck before it crossed the goal line.
What a stop by Lukáš Dostál, so much talent around him, slapping at second and third chances, and he sticks with it. He extends that stick, gets the paddle on it, and gloves that thing down. That's a big-time stop for Lukáš Dostál.
Well, Emerson, it was an early start to the period for Toronto, the fact that they put up 18 shots on goal in that first frame, but Dostwall, we'll just call it from this game.
I love that, Dostwall. I'm going to keep that in my back pocket, if you don't mind. Hey, this is just what an effort, and I was very impressed. Look. The better hockey club tonight was the Toronto Maple Leafs. Not just because they came out with the win, but look at the shots. 57, and you said mentioned 55. Is there a correction on
55
that?
55 is Lukáš Dostál's record that he set tonight, saves.
Okay, and just the simple fact that, I mean, he's able to have that much shot volume and quantity thrown at him. There was no shortage of prime time just looks for this Maple Leafs club. They were passing and making plays at an incredible rate. It seemed like they were just finding those grade A scoring chances, pass after pass, play after play. And it just seemed like every stop, and there were a lot of them, every stop was just a phenomenal big-time save, and he looked so comfortable. There was no shortage of just looking at him and seeing him glove it down with just such authority and confidence. It's unfortunate that he wasn't able to snag the 2 points.
And then moving into that second period, no goals in that first period. Moving into the second one, Pavel Mintikov was laid a big hit by Bobby McMahon, who then Ilya Lyubushkin went after, dropped the gloves with him for a little bit, and they both ended up having penalties.
Puck sent in by Anaheim, and now we're going to have a fight coming up, and that's Ilya Lyubushkin involved there with the Toronto player, Bobby McMahon. Trying to get his right hand free, Lyubushkin, a short right. McMahon trying to drop him down to the ice, gets him down in a headlock, and that was a short, sweet scrap. No one hurt. The officials get between the two combatants.
Good on Lyubushkin to, as you say, answer the bell there after that hit on Mintikov, which we're glad to see that he's okay, because it was kind of a dangerous hit, just seeing the way he went into the boards and his face on the side of the board too, Emerson.
Yeah, it was a very dangerous hit laid by McMahon, and it just caught that orbital bone, that cheekbone area right on that upper dasher, and just good to see. I thought, and you never hope for, but it was that devastating a hit. It was that dangerous a hit. You're like kind of thinking, oh boy, I mean, this is he going to miss some time here? I mean, that's just what you're thinking when it's that bad, and just goes to show how tough of a customer, mm-hmm. Pavel Mintikov is. I mean, he can get it done everywhere. He can get it done in the defensive zone, neutral zone. He's so dynamic, and then of course he gets it done. A lot of his pressure down, keeping pucks alive, and overall finish. You see by his assist total that he gets it done, and that would have been a big loss had he not come back. He comes back, dodges another close call, and Steve was I mean, good on him for able to see that and point that out. He just avoided a knee-on-knee collusion there, and if he wasn't as shifty as he is, likely he would have resulted in a knee-on-knee. But just he comes back, continues to make a difference and an impact on the game. So just there's too many illnesses going on with mm-hmm. this Ducks team, injuries, for that to transpire into something greater than it really was. It would have been really unfortunate.
Now, it wasn't until about 32 minutes into this hockey game that we saw the first goal of the game, that coming from Frank Vatrano. It was a shorthanded goal, a really nice pass from Mason McTavish as a part of that, too.
Drysdale gets it again. 8 seconds left on the penalty to Toronto. Drysdale falls down, gets up off the ice. Then he's knocked down. Puck played, McTavish, penalty over with. A puck fired, goal! Shot with a goaltender going down to the ice, and the Ducks score the game's first goal. It's 1-0.
What a beauty.
Emerson, I mean, what a play from Mason McTavish there. Just saving the puck. Jamie Drysdale kind of going down. McTavish gets the puck and then has that vision and finds Vatrano and gets it in the net.
Yeah, and just the hands in tight from Frank Vatrano, right? I mean, to just go that forehand to backhand in tight in one motion, and it just goes to show, you toss in that one extra stick handle, it's so in tight, you're likely not going to be able to slide it home with that amount of time you had. And it was just an elite level play from both of them. And Vetrano's back scoring to that rate that we previously saw. So it's just good to see.
And then moving into the third period, the Ducks up a goal. Lukáš Dostál making another huge save, this time on William Nylander, who has over 50 points now on his season. So good on Dostál to step up and make this save.
Now the Ducks turn the puck over. Here's Tavares with Nylander. Look out here. A shot on Dostál. Rob robbing Nylander to keep Toronto off the board.
What a stop by Lukáš Dostal. Oh, that might be his best of the night, and he's made some brilliant ones.
So Dostal continuing to make huge saves in this game, but unfortunately the Ducks giving up the power play late. John Tavares will get a power play goal on a loose puck in the crease off a shot from Morgan Riley.
Puck played, Marner in front, look out here. Matthews with it, sets it up, a drive, oh, and it's fired wide. A one-time shot by Nylander. Gets it again. Off to Riley, a shot, they score! Riley shot it, Tavares might have deflected it by Dostal, and the Maple Leafs score the tying goal on a power play with 5:43 left in the third period.
Well, Emerson, the Ducks did give up their fair share of power plays to the Maple Leafs in this game, but a little deflating certainly to see Tavares get that goal, especially so late in the third period.
I'll put it this way. The Toronto Maple Leafs had so much puck possession time that, look, it was one of those where minus the too many men on the ice penalty. I mean, that's just, once again, a penalty in which the Anaheim Ducks just, they got to do a better job of communication on all fronts, and they got to just somehow find a way to stop those penalties because they continue to happen. But when the Toronto Maple Leafs have that much puck possession time to only get, I mean, when it comes to that, only get that many penalties, it's not a total that, they shoot for, of course, every game, but they had so many chances, this Maple Leafs team, and a lot of, puck carrying has to do with the pressure, hauling them down at times, and stick uses or lack thereof. Look, it was a game in which it is what it is. I mean, this Ducks team gave themselves a fighting chance. A lot of times their PK looked good. Of course, they gave one up there late, which is unfortunate. But I question the call. I question the call at that time of the hockey game. And I'm only questioning. I just, whether it was the right call, whether I just, but boy, usually the refs are a little bit conservative when it comes to late in a game like that. And it's got to be clear as day. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then the game moved into overtime with both teams tied at one goal after regulation. And it was Austin Matthews that had the goal 2 minutes and 12 seconds into that overtime frame, a guy that had 13 shots on goal in this game.
We're down now to 3 minutes left in OT. 3-on-3 hockey here in Anaheim. Puck is played to Matthews. He gets it free in the high slot. Leafs have an open shot. Marner side of the net. They score! Austin Matthews on a one-timer to the left of Dostal. We'll get Toronto the extra point in the standings. They'll win the game 2-1. And I just feel so bad for Lukáš Dostal. He played well, deserved to win, but the Leafs come away with the additional point. It's 2-1 for them.
Toronto 2-1 was the final here at Honda Center for the sixth game of this current eight-game homestand as a part of the Anaheim Ducks kicking off the 2024 year. We have plenty more to talk about on the other side of the break of this postgame show.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
NHL's premier esports event is back with the EA Sports NHL 24 World Championship. It's a whole new season of tournaments, events, and prizes. Rep your favorite club and play EA Sports NHL 24 for a chance to compete at NHL events and compete for a share of $150,000 against the best gamers in the world. Register now at NHL.com/NHL24.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19, limited edition merchandise, team store savings of up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at AnaheimDucks.com/TakeTheOath.
Back with the postgame show on Duck Stream, talking about this Ducks loss to the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight in overtime. 2-1 was the final. Truly an outstanding performance tonight by Lukáš Dostál in the net, saving 55 shots on 57 total shots, only letting two goals in, one of those coming in overtime, the other coming on the power play for Toronto in that third period. I mean, I think I look at this game for Dostal and I think about his early play in this season, how he was the rookie of the month in October, how well he was playing. And then he had hit that stretch of games where I feel like he lost a little bit of confidence. I mean, he's still very young, still, you know, just finding his way in the National Hockey League. And now he comes out with this performance tonight. And I just feel like it's, yes, the Ducks did lose this game, but for Dostal himself, he's got to be so proud of what he was able to put on tonight on the ice.
Yeah, you're so right. It was one of those games in which he just put this league on notice, right? Mm-hmm. It was just a performance that it's what elite level goaltenders are able to do, and it's obviously one for the books. It was just a monumental moment in his career, that's for sure. And I can't think of maybe a better expression is just put this league on notice. There's only two games here on tap tonight. Mm-hmm. So you certainly, as Steve even mentioned, live on call look, a lot of listeners, a lot of viewers, a lot of people worldwide tuning into this one because there's so much talent. You think of household names, the Zegerses of the world, the Matthews of the world, right? And just a lot of firepower here tonight. And look, the game showed it. Even though it was such a low-scoring effort, no shortage of chances, no shortage of big-time stops for Lukáš Dostál, and one he should be really proud about.
Now, producer Steph sent me a really good note from Twitter. Mike Kelly, one of our friends on Light the Lamp, a guest from last season, tweeted out this stat about Lukáš Dostál tonight. So 55 saves, which is the most by a goalie this season. He also faced 34 slot shots and made 32 slot saves, also the most by a goalie this season. So I think that also even speaks to the kind of shots that he was facing in the net tonight.
Oh, 100%. And you know, kudos to the Toronto Maple Leafs, just overall game plan. You know, for them to just fight for those open areas offensively, just mm-hmm. play in and play out. There's never a dull moment where anyone's standing around. If, you know, Matthew Nyes had it on the Ozone entry, there's one play he made a high delay here on the near side, and just a nice little five-foot pass to that strong side support. But it's just little plays like that. Play in and play out. There was a cutback, a guy fighting for that open area. One time even on the power play, Mitch Marner just popped out for Austin Matthews there to just, you know, put up another 5-foot pass for a nice quality chance. But going to what you just said there, Alexis, I mean, just quality chance after quality chance, just a lot of time stuff by Lukasz Dostal.
And also to get this Toronto team on the second half of a back-to-back, the first game last night against the LA Kings, a shutout win for them, 3-0, and then they come in here tonight, an earlier start than normal. We're not really used to these 6 o'clock games. And to put up that many shots on goal, clearly the Leafs were not tired in this one. So now let's get to some of your text messages that we received from our listeners. The first one kind of going along with our Dostal nickname. I like this one. Dostal stood Dostal in net tonight. Good to see his development this season. The Ducks have a formidable 1-2 tandem in net. He's getting all the nicknames.
Yeah, and look, I did a alumni event with our Anaheim Ducks alumni group, and one of my events was the Orange County Zoo. So I went out to the zoo. I was able to talk amongst the animals and all the zookeepers to about, I'd say, you know, 100 to 150 people there listening to me speak. And I heard after we were doing a question and answer after, you know, some of my thoughts. And the guy, hey, what was your thoughts about the rise of Lukasz Dostal, his overall development? And that was, you know, a while back. So there's been a lot of Anaheim Ducks fans that have been keeping tabs on Lukasz Dostal through his minor league days up until the NHL, and they just, everyone's got high hopes for him, and I think this was just a statement game for him. You mentioned maybe some low points this year, very few of them. I think both goalies have, him and John Gibson, have just been doing such a fabulous job as a tandem. But look, I think, you know, fans, Anaheim Ducks faithful, has been anticipating what we saw, and I know that's a stretch. You know, you're not going to get performance like that each and every night. I get it. But I certainly think that this was a statement game for Lukasz Dostal.
Another message that we received, entertaining game. We'll take that point. Yes, certainly good to always get a point. Would have been better to get 2 points, but we will take a point. I agree with that. Another one that we received from Keith and Harold. They said that was a great job by Dostal. He was on his game. Congratulations on getting your team at least 1 point out of tonight's game. We think the Anaheim Ducks should name Dostal as the number one goaltender in Anaheim. And that was a great game the Ducks played tonight. Keep it going. Let's go Ducks, from Keith and Harold. So
no comment. I look, I love me some Gibby. I really do. He's my boy. And Luke Gosh, what a guy. What a guy off the ice, on ice. He looked fantastic. And how about this? Hey, we got two really good goalies. We know that we're going to get their best effort each and every night. They continue to prove that night in and night out. But this was something to be seen here tonight from Lukasz Dostal.
Emerson, one for you right here. Can you explain that misconduct penalty against the Ducks that the Toronto player got? Game misconduct, I believe. Is that what you're referring to? I'm pulling up the...
Yeah, that was an interesting... So when they both went to the box, was that the play,
the misconduct by McMahon?
The McMahon? Was that the McMahon
Labushkin? Oh, against the Ducks. The one that
Labushkin
yes.
had. Yeah.
Was it the instigator? The instigator misconduct. So yep, that's it.
The instigator misconduct is when you instigate a fight, right? It's a deliberate, okay, you started the fight. That's an instigator penalty. So it was clear as day. It's an interesting call because, look, if you want to get hits like that out of the game, then why wouldn't you just, you know, let that call be a non-call and just, hey, look, if you're going to pull a hit like that, there's got to be some kind of repercussions on the ice. And so, long story short, instigator, exactly how it's the word is divine, is just you're instigating, you're starting something, and if it's clear as day, you're going to get a penalty for it. Whereas if it's just a mutual fight where both guys kind of drop their gloves at the same time, there is no instigating. It's almost a gentleman's rule. Hey, are we going? Yeah, okay, let's both drop them. No one gets the instigator. But in that, it was clear as day. Not sure McMahon wanted that, but Labushkin sure did, and made it known that he didn't really have a choice.
Had to step up for his teammate after Mintikov got that hit laid out on him. So another player that we have to talk about because it was his first game back. I mean, Lundestrom was out 6 months with a torn Achilles. He comes into this game tonight, which, to be honest, you're stepping into a game that is, it's a tough opponent. You know the kind of star power you're going against. So as he shared with me this morning, he was a little bit nervous, but he was really excited, really ready to go. Emerson, what did you think about what you saw from Lundestrom just playing on that third line tonight?
Well, he got 10-43 of total on ice here tonight, and a little bit on the low end, low to have, but hey, look, coming in where he was slotted in, I thought two plays came to mind when I think of Isaac's game here tonight. There was a high delay, and it was just a brilliant display of patience on an ozone entry. It was as tight as sometimes we see, some of the best high delayers in the game, the Johnny Gaudreaus, the Patrick Kanes, when they get into that 3 square feet of space just on that inside of that ozone there. He curled up. He made that 5 foot play to the strong side support. And look, it didn't work out, but that's what it's a high risk, high reward kind of thing. It went back the other way. But like, I just thought for a first game back, him wanting to make those kind of plays and wanting me a difference maker offensively, having that kind of confidence just inside the blue. I thought it showed such good signs in what we're going to see to come from him. But also, he made a diving effort in the neutral zone. He had a great stick. He dove for the puck. He kept possession for the Anaheim Ducks there on that particular play. So, look, for that to be his first game, it's what the Anaheim Ducks needed. Mm-hmm.
One more thing, too, from this game tonight. Bo Grew, only one shift in that second period of play. Kind of interesting. So Ross Johnston was out of this game tonight with an illness. Another guy that was also out tonight, Radko Gudas, on the blue line was out with an illness. Just a lot of lineup changes coming into this one tonight. You know, Troy Terry on the IR, Ryan Strome day-to-day now. But in looking at Bo Grew only playing that one shift in the second period, you know, what do you think he's thinking? What do you think the coaching staff's thought process was there?
Well, I tell you what, Bo's a guy where, and it's almost like you're looking at his total on ice and it comes out with 6-12, but like you mentioned, he had one 50-second shift there in the second, and boy, for him to even come out with 6 minutes, how did that happen? But he played a lot down the stretch. Even it looked like two to three minutes in that third period, he was out on the ice, and you know what? He made a great play. He was strong on the puck on the far side. He just tried to sling it over there for a backdoor play that just missed, and what an opportunity. I mean, for him to get that amount of ice time, and that's tough. You're out of it. At a certain point, as a player, from a player perspective, I've been in those moments where, hey, 6 minutes of total on ice, you're, for whatever reason, it could just be a circumstantial thing. Head coaching, the coaching staff here for the Anaheim Ducks, look, this is a tight game. Look, they have their top guys double shift in there. Odd time, we got to do the same thing. So you get caught up in the mix. You get a lot of special teams, right, where he's not a special teams guy. So, look, there it was a lot to digest in this game. Player like that just gets kind of lost in the shuffle for multiple different reasons. Long story short, he handled it well. He came out with poise and created a great chance that almost was a tap-in back door.
We'll head down to the locker room on the other side of the break to hear from some of the guys after this game against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Tailgate, tailgate radio.
We're gonna
this might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Atmosphere by Fisher Akita Alexander. Now playing on Poolside.
Discover your new favorite sound today. There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. I wanna turn the all in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Back with the post-game show here at Honda Center between the Anaheim Ducks and Toronto Maple Leafs. The Leafs getting a 2-1 win tonight. Now let's head down to the locker room to hear from Lukáš Dostál, who made 55 saves on 57 shots tonight.
Absolutely remarkable tonight. You ever played a game and faced 57 shots before?
I don't think so. I think like 2 years ago, it was something against actually our coach against Eagles. When I scored a goal, I think I had over 50 saves there. So that was probably one game I can remember. But yeah.
It felt like you were really locked in early on, and obviously you made a single game record amount of saves. Did you feel like you were really focused right off the bat?
Yeah, obviously that's my job, right? The game started, I had a couple of chances, and obviously a little lucky there too that they didn't score on, and it helps you too that you know, you can build up some confidence and feel good in the net. And yeah, obviously those early saves have always help you.
When you get in a game like that, do you stop and look at the shot totals at all during the game, or and just see what's going on? And
To be honest, you kind of go by the pace, right? Like you know, it's your job. If it's a 20 shot or if it's a 40 shot, you know, in the end of the day, I'm just trying to make sure I try to stop every single puck. So yeah, that's my job, and I don't really worry about it, how many shot it is.
I mean, you look pretty good. How'd you feel by the time you got to overtime, man? It's a lot of hockey.
Obviously, I was glad that we could kind of take it to the overtime, because in the end there were some calls that we weren't happy about, but you know, obviously we killed some power plays, and their power plays, and yeah, obviously we're glad for 1 point.
Thanks, Lukáš. That was Lukáš Dostál talking about his performance tonight in net. It's just his job, Emerson. I love that. It's just how he looks at the game. You know, that's who Dostál is. He just looks at it. That's my job. I have to stop the pucks, of course.
And just that's how it looked like he was playing, right? It just seemed like, hey, I'm just doing what I love to do, and that's just stopping pucks. And I said it live in a sense that it just seemed like he wanted more shots. I mean, that's how confident he looked. Glovin, maybe even some of those deeper shots down that were still high velocity. I mean, he was prepared for him. If there was traffic in front. And the one thing that I really commend the Ducks on here tonight was really staying tight around him. It could have been a different game had the Ducks been not as tight there around the net front, fending off some of those pop-out plays, a lot of block shots. We mentioned it at one point to 23. We'll get the final tally there. But
24.
24, and that's a lot of shot blocks. One thing we mentioned is the defensive tandem there with Lyubushkin and Mentikov. At the time, once again, they had four apiece. And they were certainly getting in the lane, getting it done in all areas, but in particular on the defensive end.
Well, now let's also take a chance to listen to what Isaac Lundestrom had to say after playing his first game back this season and his first game in 6 months.
How did it feel?
No, started off okay. I felt there was a lot of like penalties, so kind of hard to come into the game a little bit when I don't play PK and PP. So, I mean, but overall, first and second period, I think I did okay for being the first game. But third period, lost the timing a little bit maybe and a lot of penalties, but overall okay.
How impressed were you by Lucas Dostal tonight?
Oh yeah, he was fantastic. Even on the practice when we've been out there, he's always working hard, and so I'm really happy for that kid.
You mentioned that it was difficult to be away from the team for so long at the beginning of the year. How did it feel getting back on the ice tonight, especially against a team against Toronto?
Yeah, it's right into a tough team here at home. But yeah, obviously it's nice to be around the guys and just come in every morning and see all the guys and don't just be by myself. So that's really nice.
When you go out there in a game and you haven't played in a while and you got to face a team with such incredible, you know, a couple of lines that can really move the puck. How do you get up for that? What are you guys were trying to do there? Because you held them out for such a long time.
Yeah, I think we play okay in the first and second, and then I think we took some penalties, and then they just keep going. We kind of stopped play hockey there at the end. So, but overall, I try to play a simple game. But yeah, it's a tough loss.
Hey, thanks.
Dusty,
you'll
be right out.
That was Isaac Lundestrom speaking after his first game back with the team, just expressing how it was nice to be back with the guys, but also expressing his displeasure in the team taking penalties, especially in that third period, ending up hurting the Ducks because Toronto was able to get one of their goals on the power play, the goal that would tie it and force this game into overtime. But what was your impression of what he had to say, Emerson?
Well, I have several thoughts, and this is going back to in the pregame show, just getting that interview of your time with him a little bit earlier. And just, look, being honest, a little bit of nerves, how can you not? And he voiced that to that point of being a student of the game, watching a ton of video. I saw that right on that play, that high delay. I'm like, that's watching a lot of video. That's coming to this game focused, doing your homework and trying to create out there. And, of course, along with that defensive effort that I mentioned there in the neutral zone. But, yeah, voicing his displeasure, what some of the things that the Anaheim Ducks need to work on to in order to seal the deal in these close games. But, look, for that effort, his humbleness continuing and his just a wherewithal when he speaks and him being in tune, it's good to hear. We can trust that a guy like Isaac Lundestrom is going to come in next game and be even better. If that's his first game in quite some time there, we can only hope and really just, believe that he's going to come out with just a even better performance than he even had here tonight.
Especially being tasked with such a difficult team in your first game back. And obviously things aren't going to ever be easy when you are playing games night after night. But, you know, for him to get the chance to play against a Toronto team, challenge him early, maybe it's a good thing for his game too.
Oh, for sure. He's a player. Look, you're a first round pick. You're a high draft pick. You're a valued asset to this team. The fans certainly loves him, right? Mm-hmm. Just the fans. You didn't hear just a shortage of talk of the excitement of having Lindstrom back, and that's dating back to when he first got injured. You know how big of a loss it would have been down the stretch, and it certainly has been early on the season. And look, that's an NHL player. That's an NHL player who's a proven NHL player, and any guy that's almost reached the 30-point plateau this early in their career is a big loss. So it's glad to have him back.
Two more games as a part of this homestand for the Ducks, taking on the Winnipeg Jets on Friday and then taking on the Detroit Red Wings on Sunday. That Sunday game is Legacy Night number 2, always a special evening after watching what the first Legacy Night was this season. You can bet that that one is going to be a lot of fun. All the alumni will be here, so if you haven't got your tickets, I would recommend coming out to that game on Sunday to check out what that night is going to be like, because it'll be certainly very special. Emerson, your final quack for tonight. I know this one was a little heartbreaker, but
we didn't come out with the 2 points, but I'm proud of that hockey club in that dressing room. The Ducks came to play. They did a lot of solid things. I'm proud of them, and I just want them to take these next two games.
Mm-hmm. Lukasz Dostal, I mean, just outstanding. Really just an incredible performance by him tonight. And I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the team, but I'm really proud of Lukasz tonight, Emerson. So, all right, like I mentioned, our next game on Friday, taking on the Winnipeg Jets, a 7 p.m. start for that one. So we will have the pregame show for you at 6:30 on Friday. Thank you so much for tuning in to this postgame show, wrapping up this Ducks and Maple Leafs game. And make sure to stick around after the break, as we will have the replay for you if you'd like to listen to that. But as always, you are listening to DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a can. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn. It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold beer and country music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith. You know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. Hey, you keep saying
you got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Thank you.